It's the Pirates Week for Sunday, June
21st, 2009. Only FDC will not catch me, for I am quite elusive. Don't care what they say, I'm still a DJ. My life to live. I transmit our song. They say that it's wrong, 'cause I never paid them the dough. So curse ye, scallywags, you'll never take away my pirate radio.
Hi, I'm Ragnar Danisjold, and you have found the Pirates Week, a show dedicated to pirate radio, concentrating on the shortwave spectrum. We're going to have some pirates in the news stories for you this week and some news from around the blogosphere. We're going to go through some relevant forum postings on the internet, including the Free Radio Network and note stations logged per the Free Radio Weekly. We got a bunch of off-air recordings for you this week, a couple other DXing news items, and some closing thoughts for me, so stay tuned. It's a Pirates Week.
Almost live from the Fuking Ionosphere, it's the Pirates Week with Ragnar Danisjold.
Well, hey, how's everybody doing this weekend? Hey, hope you're having a good Father's Day weekend. So actually, I'm recording this on Saturday when most of this program will be recorded, but I'm posting it on Sunday just in case some monumental pirate news occurs in the next 24 hours, right? Okay, let's get into some stuff. We got some, actually, I got some pretty good stuff for you this week. Got a couple pirate in the news things, but a whole bunch of blog posts and stuff going on around the internets that I do want to clue you in on. So a bunch of DX stuff this week as well. So it's all good. So well, let's just get into it. Let's get into Pirates in the News, shall we?
Pirates in the News.
Well, let's get right into it. Let's talk about the FCC. At a Daytonhamvention last month, they held an enforcement forum for the FCC, and Laura Smith, the FCC Special Counsel for Enforcement, the post Raleigh Hollingsworth held for many years, talked at the forum. Laura answered a question that shed some light on the behind-the-scenes inner workings of enforcement at the FCC. Let's take a listen to how she talks about the notice of apparent liabilities at the FCC. Take a listen to this.
Neil Ormos, NINNL. Could you tell me how much internal review is required before a notice of apparent liability is issued?
A warning letter comes directly from me with review by the other legal advisors, generally speaking. A notice of apparent liability goes through a bureau review. It means I will send it from me to, if I'm doing it. Now, if it's being done by the field, I think the same thing happens, and Jim can confirm this, but I will draft it up, send it to my supervisor, which is Mike Moffitt, who's the regional director, and then Mike will approve, if he approves of the substance of it, and send it through the Bureau for review. And that will go through the Bureau legal advisor and then the Bureau chief, Chris Monteith, and then out the door. It doesn't go past the Bureau chief, though.
Okay, let's talk some real pirate radio. Pirate radio military style. Found this next item on radioreference.com. Seems someone wants to follow in Dave Rabbit's footsteps. Heard in Pennsylvania on 36.9 megahertz, a frequency used by the military at Fort Indiantown Gap. Someone was pumping music through their field radio and dedicating songs to various PFCs, sergeants, and warrant officers in the Indiantown Gap military base. Like I said, it's a pirate radio military style found on radioreference.com. Someone was listening to the ad hoc broadcast on 36.9 megahertz. Taking a look further into the blogosphere this last week, mastermix.org a new website I found. Check out mastermix.org. It focuses on the mid-1980s London soul radio stations, the, you know, radio stations with a lot of soul, which introduced the mastermix genre to the UK. There is a bunch of recordings on mastermix.org that you can check out. Generally, they're recorded from FM pirate broadcasts, and there's dozens of mixes for listening and download. That's www.mastermix.org. Further into the blogosphere, Old DXer, a name that is familiar to many on the FRN boards. Mike from the USA, the Old DXer, has a new website. It's actually a photo bucket page, which he set up for his QSL confirmations, and take a look at it over there. Links, of course, will be in the show notes for Old DXer, a bunch of really cool QSLs he's got, and posting up to photo bucket. And lastly, I found this next blog post on the Alpha Lima forums from Wireless Waffle. Wireless Waffle, it's a heads up to all the Europirates titled Know Thy Neighbor for all the Europirates that broadcast between 6200 and 6400 kilohertz, explaining, it explains really legally who operates on these frequencies. Turns out to be mostly maritime mobile services. Check it out on the Wireless Waffles. Of course, links in the show notes under Know Thy Neighbor. It's always nice to know who is legally allowed to be broadcasting on some of the frequencies people occupy.
Breaking the law, breaking the law, breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law.
FRN forum postings.
Well, it's time now to take a look around the internet for some forum posting, starting off like we always do with the Free Radio Network, frn.net/vines. Ed Ensinger is going to start us off this week posting that Universal Radio has posted that the E1 without the XM satellite has been discontinued. There are still E1 XM portables available from Universal. Ed adds that they're excellent for single sideband used as in pirate radio listenings, and a lot of people really love their E1s. But the stock still exists for the E1 with the XM, but it is not known what will happen to them when their stocks run out. So discontinuing the E1 without the XM, and who knows what's going to happen to the E1s with the XM when their stocks run out. Outhouse Radio has posted an interesting theory. He thinks that there are less postings on the FRN when 11-meter skip is rolling hard. Outhouse postulates that broadcasters might be shooting skip on 11 meters and not posting on the FRN. And just kind of seems strange observation on his part, or possibly a rodent plot controlling their minds. The poet simple answer? No. Dave Martin of WNKR posts that the Yahoo GeoCities are going to close their free websites. I used to be on Yahoo GeoCities for the Pirates Week, God, many years ago, 2-3 years ago. So they're closing the free websites over at GeoCities, so he is moving all his Corsair and Commando stuff over to Blogspot. That's freeradiotx.blogspot.com. So Dave is going to move all his stuff over to Blogspot, and that's going to give him an opportunity to do a much overdue update with more recent stuff being included, and that's really cool. I took a sneak peek over there to freeradiotx.blogspot.com. A bunch of the old stuff and some new stuff on the Corsair and Commando. Hey, taking a look over at the Dr. Tim newsletter, and that's a newsletter for the Euro Pirates. And what do you know? There is a bunch of loggings this week for U.S. pirates that Dr. Tim himself caught. Dr. Tim says there was really good overseas to the USA last weekend. I'm going to try to translate this from broken English into my broken English. He goes on to say Wolverine radio was heard Saturday morning. That was last Saturday morning on 6925. And goes on to say he caught several IDs, and but the IDs are very brief for Wolverine radio, and did not get a mailing address for Wolverine radio. They also got some SSTV. Dr. Tim also says he caught radio station XXP on 6925 last weekend. XXP is reachable, radio station xxp@gmail.com, and that's really cool. He also caught, God, he caught several. He also caught Captain Morgan, and that was confirmed on the FRM, and he also caught station Red Rhino Radio 6925 upper side band, confirmed through the FRM. And not only did Radio Dr. Tim catch Red Rhino Radio, Mike in Poland also caught Red Rhino Radio, redrhinoradio@gmail.com. Very cool. So several stations from the U.S. landed in Europe last weekend. Looks like some openings to Europe is starting to occur. So finally, from the Free Radio Weekly, number 697, dated June 19th, 2009, covering free radio activity from June 13th to the 19th, stations being heard include Catbutt Radio, Captain Morgan, Dead Cat Radio, MAC Shortwave, Outhouse Radio, Red Rhino Radio, Radio Azteca, Radio Casablanca, Radio First Termer, a relay by Outhouse Radio, Radio Gaga, Psycho, The Crystal Ship, Toynabee Radio, WEAK, Wolverine Radio, Voice of the Robot, and Station XXP, all heard this last week. Also on this side of the pond, a Euro pirate being heard, Mystery Radio by Greg Majewski in Connecticut, 6220 AM on the 13th of June. Mystery Radio, a Euro pirate being heard here in the States. Stations sending out QSLs this week are the stations of Radio Casablanca, Captain Morgan, Outhouse Radio, their relay for Radio First Termer, Voice of the Robots, Red Rhino Radio, Barnyard Radio, WEAK, Radio Gaga, and also Radio Altrex, a Euro pirate sending a QSL out to Old DXer. Very cool. All those stations sending out QSLs this last week.
This hobby sucks.
John, all hobbies suck. But if you keep at it, you might find at the end that you've managed to kill some precious time.
Wow. I never thought of it like that.
Okay, it's time now for some off-air recordings. Actually, we're doing this on Saturday morning. I'm going to switch on the radio and see if there's... Oh, yeah. 6925, upper side band, 1500 UTC. Someone way down in the noise. It's too far down in the noise. Saturday morning, a little pirate action. But we do have a whole bunch of off-air recordings for you this week. Going to start off with WEAK. I recorded Week Radio on the 15th of June, 6925, upper side band, 2250 to 2320 UTC. Had a pretty decent reception on him. Take a listen to WEAK, Week Radio.
send reception reports to leakradio@gmail.com. This is WEAK Radio.
Next up, long range radio. Long range radio 6925 upper sideband 050 to 0120 UTC on the 16th of June. This is the sign off of long range radio after playing a long set of Warren Zevon. Take a listen to long range radio. Sea Lord down in Florida using his Tentec RX340 caught Dead Cat Radio 6925 upper side band on the 18th of June 0110 to 0120. Take a listen to Dead Cat Radio. Sea Lord also caught Voice of the Robot, 6925 upper sideband, the 19th of June. Actually, this is a new one for me, Voice of the Robot, around 045 UTC. Take a listen to Voice of the Robot. And finally, Lex down in Texas with his Palstar R30C with some magnet wire just strung around his ceiling. Lex caught Outhouse Radio 6925 just after the midnight UTC on June 20th. Take a listen to Outhouse Radio.
Outhouse Radio, yeah. Oh, this aluminum foil antenna I got sure shoots some strange RF patterns around. Lex, if you're still listening, pay attention to the song. Pay attention to the words. right there, time.
Woo!
Yeah, boy. The foil don't make the dent is worth a damn. Yeah, here's God, hell. Radio, we'll be signing off after this last little bitty tune. Here you be later.
The Pirates Week Podcast, your home for shortwave pirate information. PiratesWeek.info. That's PiratesWeek.info.
Does anyone around here still have a radio? Anyone here at all? Anyone here at all?
Well, in some other radio news, not necessarily pirate-related, but shortwave and DX-related, do you know about the OXDA? That's the Ontario DX Association. But you don't need to be from Ontario to appreciate this shortwave and DXing resource. Recently, the Ontario DX Club is changing, and now it is going to be available to everybody via the internet. This news coming from HCJB's DX Party Line.
June 2009. This month marks a major milestone in the 35-year existence of the ODXA. As we've been saying for the past several months, a number of major changes are happening to the club, the most notable of which concerns Listing In, the association's monthly publication. May was the last issue of Listing In a somewhat traditional magazine format. Content has now fully migrated onto the website of the ODXA. Listing In publisher and ODXA founding member Harold Sellers details how the changes will play out.
What we're going to move towards is freely accessible to anyone magazine on the web. And so the columns will retain basically their content. They may change in their formatting and appearance somewhat, but they'll all be posted onto the website, and anyone will be able to access it and download those columns, which will be put up as PDF files. And people will be able to make contributions to the columns just as they can now. So the big change is that instead of having a membership and most of our contributions coming from our members, it will be free access, and basically anyone will be able to make contributions. I think as long as we keep the enthusiastic group of people that have been producing the magazine and running the services of the club for many years, I think we're going to see develop here something that's going to be very, very useful to the radio listener, and fun for us to do as well. And that's what we want to maintain. We want to maintain fun in this hobby.
The ODXA is found at www.odxa.on.ca. Well, hey, we got news was a little thin this week, so we got a little time to kill. Let's talk about the sun. I haven't done that in a while. The Science at NASA podcast has a very detailed explanation of the internal jet streams of the sun. In fact, I believe Old DXer posted a link to this on the FRN. It's an explanation of sorts of why the solar cycle occurs and why some solar scientists believe it is about to restart the new solar cycle. Take a listen to the explanation from the Science at NASA podcast about the newly found internal jet streams of the sun.
The sun is in the pits of a century-class solar minimum, and sunspots have been puzzlingly scarce for more than 2 years. Now, for the first time, solar physicists might understand why. At an American Astronomical Society press conference today in Boulder, Colorado, researchers announced that a jet stream deep inside the sun is migrating slower than usual through the star's interior, giving rise to the current lack of sunspots. Rachel Howe and Frank Hill of the National Solar Observatory in Tucson, Arizona, used a technique called helioseismology to detect and track the jet stream at depths of about 1,000 to 7,000 kilometers below the surface of the sun. The sun generates new jet streams near its poles every 11 years, they explain to a room full of reporters and fellow scientists. The streams migrate slowly from the poles to the equator, and when a jet stream reaches the critical latitude of 22 degrees, new cycle sunspots begin to appear. Howe and Hill found that the stream associated with the next solar cycle 24, has moved sluggishly, taking 3 years to cover a 10-degree range in latitude, compared to only 2 years for the previous solar cycle. The jet stream is now finally reaching the critical latitude, heralding a return of solar activity in the months and years ahead. It is exciting to see, says Hill, that just as this sluggish stream reaches the usual active latitude of 22 degrees, 1 year late, we are finally beginning to see new groups of sunspots emerging. The current solar minimum has been so long and deep, it prompted some scientists to speculate that the sun might enter a long period with no sunspot activity at all, akin to the Maunder minimum of the 17th century. This new result dispels those concerns. The sun's internal magnetic dynamo is still operating, and the sunspot cycle is not broken. Because it flows beneath the surface of the sun, the jet stream is not directly visible. Hill and Howe tracked its hidden motions via helioseismology. Shifting masses inside the sun send pressure waves rippling through the stellar interior. So-called P modes, P for pressure, bounce around the interior and cause the sun to ring like an enormous bell. By studying the vibrations of the sun's surface, it is possible to figure out what is happening inside. Similar techniques are used by geologists to map the interior of our own planet. In this case, researchers combined data from GONG and SOHO. GONG, short for Global Oscillation Network Group, is a NSO-led network of telescopes that measures solar vibrations from various locations around Earth. SOHO, the Solar and Heliospheric Observatory, makes similar measurements from Earth orbit. This is an important discovery, says Dean Pesnell of NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center. It shows how flows inside the sun are tied to the creation of sunspots and how jet streams can affect the timing of the solar cycle. There is, however, much more to learn. We still don't understand exactly how jet streams trigger sunspot production, says Pesnell, nor do we fully understand how the jet streams themselves are generated. To solve these mysteries and others, NASA plans to launch the Solar Dynamics Observatory later this year. SDO is equipped with sophisticated helioseismology sensors that will allow it to probe the solar interior better than ever before. The Helioseismic and Magnetic Imager, HMI, on board SDO will improve our understanding of these jet streams and other internal flows by providing full disk images at ever-increasing depths in the sun, says Pesnell. Continued tracking and study of solar jet streams could help researchers do something unprecedented, accurately predict the unfolding of future solar cycles.
And in fact, if you take a look at the blog post for the Pirates Week this week, I'm going to have the image up of that internal jet stream of your favorite star, Sol. Okay, hey, we're going to wrap it up here. Hey, I did want to do one last shout out here for WBCQ's Area 51. Have you checked out the Radio Maine International on WBCQ lately? It's unexplainable. You have to experience it yourself. It's a really good show, Radio Maine International. Really, it's pirate radio on a licensed station. Cracker, Psycho, Cosmic Debris, and other general craziness. Worth checking out Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern. Also available for download on worldmicroscope.com. Radio Maine International on WBCQ. It's a really good show that just started last week. Okay, well, that's going to wrap this up for this week. So what did we learn this week? Well, we learned a few things. We learned the ODXA is now available to everybody on the internet. We also just learned the new sunspot cycle will start soon, according to some solar scientists. And we did learn that a bunch of ops made it across the Atlantic this last week to have their pirate radio stations heard in Europe. And that is really cool. Okay, gang, hey, I'm out of here. As always, thank you for listening.
From the Boat Anchor Soft Glow. to your MP3 player via the World Wide Web. We meld the oldest and the newest audio technology. Welcome to the Pirates Week.
That's piratesweek.info.
You are without doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
But you have heard of me.